At Vinton County National Bank, we believe in supporting the areas where we live and work. Now, we'd like to honor those who also serve our communities. Our new Community Champions account is especially for first responders, veterans, active military, and anyone employed in the fields of healthcare or education. This account offers rewards, discounts, and other benefits to those who give so much to others. Vinton County National Bank, rewarding those who serve.
Would you like to work closer to home, save money on gas, and be rewarded for your hard work and attendance? Then Bellisio Foods is looking for you. That's right. Bellisio Foods is now hiring for multiple positions and shifts with great employee benefits, an on-site health clinic, competitive wages, and advancement opportunities. Bellisio Foods is a company that truly values their employees. Apply online at BelisioFoods.com/careers.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the morning show right here on Main Street TV, where it is Thursday, and our good friend Pete Wilson stopped by, and we are going to do the morning news update. And that morning news update, of course, always brought to you by Nia Henry, agent for Appalachia Realty. And if you have any real estate needs, give Nia a ringy-dingy, and she'll take good care of you. And she's not hard to find.
No, not at all. Not at all.
Just drive around town. You'll run into Nia.
Right, exactly.
So what is going on, Pete? I know that there's a little bit of controversy up north of us.
Right. There's a couple of things from the law enforcement front to report. And so I'm going to start off with that. And I think you are referring to a case in the village of MacArthur.
Yeah.
That kind of unfolded a little bit on the quiet side at the end of last week, but it was kind of percolating a little bit on social media. I'm sure a lot of folks who were on there are trying to figure out, you know, what's what and what's not. And from the media side, we tried to get on that early. It was hard to get information from law enforcement early on because, frankly, they were investigating and trying to figure it out for themselves before
sure.
they said something. But
yeah.
But we'll go in reverse here from the start. This incident occurred on Thursday, July the 27th at a residence in MacArthur at 411 South Market Street. That's right along the main drag, State Route 93, as you're coming into town on the south end, if you're thinking in terms of geography. But the first report that came out on this came from the MacArthur Police Department in the form of a news release on Tuesday morning. Shortly after that, the Vinton County Sheriff's Office didn't put out a press release, but they called me with kind of like a report of their own.
Okay.
But here's what the MacArthur Police Department said. And this came from Police Chief Matt Kite, who I also talked to on the phone as well
sure.
as getting this news release. But he was responding to reports about the death of 28-year-old Travis Dakota Williams. Now, Travis Dakota Williams was listed as having a Thurman address in the news release. In his obituary, though, on the Mayhew Brown Funeral Home website, which is, of course, here in Jackson,
sure.
the address was Jackson. So not exactly sure which is right. It could be a Jackson address that is out Thurman Way.
Maybe.
But maybe one of those address, the Thurman address was an old address, but that was the address of record that law enforcement had. But this incident happened at 411 South Market Street, and according to the police department, we'll say what the police department said first. They were dispatched there at 7:40 a.m. on that Thursday in response to a man acting erratically in the yard there at 411 South Market Street. Upon arrival, the officer found the man, later identified as Travis Dakota Williams, lying in the yard, rolling around, and talking erratically. Those are the words of the law of law enforcement. He was taken to EMS, to Holzer Medical Center here in Jackson, where he was later pronounced dead.
Oh, my.
Mr. Williams' body was then sent to the Montgomery County Coroner's Office in Dayton for an autopsy to determine the cause of death, which, of course, is protocol. Although the full autopsy report was not currently available as of Tuesday morning when Chief Kite did this news release, he reported that initial findings concluded that there were no signs of foul play contributed to the death of Mr. Williams. This was important because of what was posted on social media by family members who were very concerned, very agitated, very angry with what had happened. They claimed, so we'll back up to that, there was a relative named Tammy Williams that posted something, and then Mr. Williams' father, Travis, posted something. I think a lot of people saw those posts, but they basically alleged that Mr. Williams, the decedent, had been beaten, tortured, thrown in a cage and beaten, and then an attempt was made to even bury him alive or almost dead at this point.
Oh, my.
So they said that evidence had been turned over to both the MacArthur Police Department and the Vinton County Sheriff's Office, and nothing's happening. What's going on? So, you know, they were looking for public awareness of this, putting pressure on for something to be done about what they felt was the next thing to a murder, if not murder itself. This is from their viewpoint and standpoint.
Okay.
Of course, the news media was contacted, not just the Telegram, but other news media. Nothing came out immediately because, you know, of course, you try to contact law enforcement for what they say. And that made it a little awkward for everybody involved, including the media. But finally, a report was put out on Tuesday morning. Now, shortly after Chief Kite put out his release, I got a call from Vinton County Sheriff's Office Chief Deputy Aaron Irvin, and he felt that the Sheriff's Office, who is also investigating, because, of course, Vinton County Sheriff's Office right there in MacArthur as well.
So it's kind of they're both.
Right. They often work together, and they can even work separately, you know, because the Sheriff's Office has jurisdiction in MacArthur as well.
Okay.
As well as the police department. The police department has, you know, just two or three officers, whereas the Sheriff's Office is a little bit better staffed, you know, if something major like this happens. So they're investigating it too, and Aaron Irvin, the bottom line is he felt it was premature to report and make the conclusion that on the autopsy that what happened to him, whatever happened to him on this alleged beating, did not contribute to his death.
Okay.
He feels that the preliminary autopsy results are not only preliminary but incomplete enough that no conclusion should be drawn. Now, Chief Kite said, to be fair to him, he just said, based on preliminary autopsy results, he got them too, and this is the way he read it. But the early reports are that the early indications are that Mr. Williams did not die as the result of foul play. Didn't say what he died of, but there was no evidence in the early autopsy results that foul play, the beating or anything else, caused his death. Aaron Irvin, the chief deputy of the Vinton County Sheriff's Office, felt that because the autopsy results are preliminary and there's more to be said, there's also more to be investigated on interviews and like that, at which Chief Kite is also doing, that it was premature for anyone to draw that conclusion.
Okay.
So
difference of opinion, right?
Difference of opinion on that. Obviously, both of those agencies are investigating. I don't know whether they're collaborating at all. They certainly were at first. It was MacArthur Police Department at first. They sought some help on it soon after. And both agencies are investigating that. Chief Kite said they are still investigating the alleged incident that occurred, because that's a serious thing.
If that's true,
that is a serious thing. So they're investigating that too. He just felt, I'm sure, because of the pressure and the need to let the public know what's what, at least what is known at this point, he felt it was necessary to put out that release. Aaron Irvin agreed that something needed to be put out. He just didn't quite agree with how it was put out by Chief Kite.
So the body was sent forward
to Montgomery County. Now, the problem is that a lot of times to get final autopsy results, it takes a long time. This is one of the confounding things for law enforcement, whether we're talking about autopsy results, but also drug evidence, BCI evidence, and whatever. They're so they're so overwhelmed.
It isn't like, you know, a TV show where it, you know,
Where you find out after the commercial.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, you know, so you're waiting and waiting and you're thinking, well, what is going on? This is a big deal. Well, you know, BCI covers 88 counties in the state of Ohio. And I think that they do make some priorities, of course, but, you know, there might be something like this in 25 counties at once. And look at the big cities. Look how much is happening there.
Sure.
And so this is an active investigation. There were allegations made by the family that something horrible happened to their relative. Something happened to their relative, Travis Dakota Williams, and they are wanting action. And so there's been media reports on this. So something apparently did happen. What happened and whether that caused his death, that is the $64,000 question.
All right. And unfortunately, we're going to have to hurry up and wait on that.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait on that. And hopefully, though, there will be more reports put out, you know, as information comes available. We'll certainly stay on that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, this next thing happened on Monday afternoon. So post our last report here on television.
Okay.
And that was a bottle bomb being discovered along Mauga Road.
A what?
A bottle bomb.
What the heck is that?
Okay, this is a shot that Jeremiah Shaver, he didn't take this picture, but he went out and got it so we could use it in the paper. Those two figures in the background that are bending over are officers with the Columbus Bomb Squad, and they are looking at this bottle bomb. This bottle bomb was found in a yard along Mauga Road. Mauga Road is in Milton Township between Wellston, and it goes all the way past State Route 32, the Appalachian Highway. So between Mauga Road, or between the city of Wellston and State Route 32 at...
toward Athens?
Yes. On Mauga Road.
I'm trying to think where Mauga Road
before
is.
The Appalachian. Mauga Road connects the city of Wellston with the Appalachian Highway.
On the
Athens side, past the Wellston exit.
Okay.
And the address there was 301 Mauga Road, which I'm not exactly sure where on Mauga Road that is, but I think it's between Wellston and State Route 32, that stretch of road. That whole road was closed after
this. I could see this, why.
After this. Now, it may have looked fairly harmless. You're talking about a bomb that was inside an empty Gatorade bottle, all right, a plastic Gatorade bottle. And somebody, when they were mowing, had seen it in the yard. Wondered what it was. They thought, I'm not sure what conclusion that they drew, but they were concerned about it. They called the sheriff's office. A deputy went out there, saw it, actually picked it up, and there started to be a reaction. The bottle started to expand.
Oh, God.
And so he knew that there was something chemical that was likely going on there. So as a precaution, called for help, and a decision was made to call the Columbus Bomb Squad. Now, if anyone thinks that was an overreaction. I mean, even if it turned out to be, you don't know. So you're very cautious.
Yeah.
The Columbus Bomb Squad actually had to detonate that bomb. You know, they went, you know, a distance away and they were able to detonate. I don't know how serious it would have been.
Oh,
but
wow.
Sheriff Ted Frazier, in our story that was in Wednesday's paper, did say that if it would have blown up, somebody would have been seriously injured if they were right there around that bottle bomb.
What if, I mean, you think about someone that was mowing, if they'd have hit it with their mower or, I mean, my goodness, something horrible could have happened.
No, and somebody saw it when they were mowing their yard.
Oh my gosh.
And, you know, they did the right thing. They called law enforcement. Now, of course, the question is, so
why would you do that?
How did the bottle bomb get there? It's all speculation. The sheriff thinks, for whatever reason, somebody created this. Maybe they got scared, but they just dropped it along the highway, put it down, whatever. They don't think it necessarily had any connection with a residence where it was or anything.
Because
somebody wanted to do something, you know, horrible. You know, they wouldn't have just laid it along the road out in the yard. So anyway, I don't know whether that's still under investigation or not. But
Super strange.
But as of the time that we checked with the sheriff's office and Sheriff Frazier, there was really no answer as to who made the bomb and why it was left there.
Okay.
But it was indeed a bomb.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, well, we'll go to a business story and a nice thing. We always like it when there is a new business.
Sure.
And Alex Shope covered this last Monday, and it will hopefully be in our paper on Saturday. But there is a new hair salon downtown. It's called the Neal and Company Hair Studio. And it's there on the corner of Pearl and Broadway.
Yes.
And there is, you know, the ribbon cutting ceremony that was held Wednesday evening. There on the far end is Mayor Randy Evans. He always participates on these with the Chamber of Commerce. There on the left side, I believe, is Brian Leach, mm-hmm. one of the co-executive directors of the Chamber of Commerce. You have other chamber representatives. You have city council representatives in there. And then, of course, you have Neal and Company Hair Studio staffers. The owner of Neal and Company Hair Studio is Emily McDaniel, mm-hmm. and many of her staff members are there. Mm-hmm. She named the Neal and Company Hair Studio after her grandfather, who was an inspiration to her, always pushing her to do more and follow her dreams. And that's why it's called the Neal and Company Hair Studio.
Cool.
But that is at 225 Pearl Street. In downtown Jackson. I believe that's at the corner of Pearl and Broadway.
Yeah, I love that.
So you want to check that out. I believe it opened as well as having that ribbon cutting ceremony. There you see a close look at the front door. Very, very nice. All right. Some other things that are going on that we want to let you know about. Last night, don't have the details on this, but we will be reporting on this. Jeremiah Shaver was there to cover this. Mayor Anthony Brenner led a meeting, a town hall meeting that was held at the depot. And this was to provide information and get public input mm-hmm. about the 5-mill levy that the city of Wellston is putting on the November ballot for pool and recreation.
How did that go?
Well, we're going to have to ask Jeremiah Shaver.
Okay.
He's off today.
Oh,
I wanted to kind of let you know that that's something that, you know, we'll let you know about.
That's interesting to see what kind of feedback they got from that.
Well, exactly. And I think what Mayor Brenner is trying to sell, of course, he wants to provide information. And it will take a lot of money to build a pool from scratch. But the levy is much more than about the pool. It's about supporting other recreation. And it's one of those what they call quality of life issues.
Yep.
This is a leader in town, a political, governmental leader who is trying to make Wellston, trying to sell this as a project, as a tax levy that will make Wellston a better place to live. You know, you'll have a pool. You don't have a pool now. You'll be improving recreation. You'll be putting money into that. That's good to the people who live there.
Mm-hmm.
It's also good for visitors to come in. Mm-hmm. It's also a selling point. You know, if you're thinking of relocating or whatever, you're getting a job at General Mills. Am I going to live in Wellston? Well, we've got this great recreation complex, got a new pool, whatever. Plus, because of the recreational complex they have there, all that money that they put into it here in the last year and things are still happening there, you know, they want to build a campground out there. They think they can have softball and baseball tournaments in the summer and have visitors come in, you know, through weekend tournaments.
I mean, this
would be another selling point.
The pool, sure.
I don't know whether they're set on a location for the pool, but it could very well be out there where all this other recreational stuff is.
Can you imagine? That would be great.
Right, exactly. So we will be reporting on that, but that will be, you know, a developing story. And that will be one of the big things that will be on our November 7 ballot in the city of Wellston, because, you know, that is a new levy and it's multiple mills, 5 mills. It's going to take a great selling job, I think, by Mayor Brenner and the rest of the people in city government and other proponents there that want to see that happen. All right. Speaking of the city of Wellston, there will be a council meeting tonight. But before the council meeting, they want to get this out to the public. There will be another 150 meeting. 150 meeting meaning planning the sesquicentennial celebration in Wellston.
Oh, that makes sense.
Sesquicentennial.
Sesquicentennial.
We do have some news from Jeremiah Shaver.
Oh. There were about a dozen or so in attendance looking at 5-mill levy for November, made a list of rec ideas. Okay.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Jeremiah.
Well, that's what it was about. You know, the more inclusive you can be, the more receptive you can be to what people want. You know, obviously, you're going to have a better chance to get that levy passed.
Yep.
So that's the deal. Well, we thank Jeremiah, who is
taking
a well-deserved day off after after watching 600 livestock animals pass by here the last 2 weeks. He was at that meeting last night, kind of like he covered that on short notice for me, so I certainly do appreciate him for doing that. And we'll hopefully have that story here in one of our next two editions. And that's going to be very important for the city of Wellston. But on the sesquicentennial, they want input on that too. So therefore, at 6 o'clock tonight, yes, it is 6 o'clock tonight, in the city council chambers, there'll be a council meeting at 7 p.m., the sesquicentennial planning committee, which includes city and community people. The city is spearheading it. It's Mayor Brenner at work again on that. Mm-hmm. They want input too. Now, how to celebrate the sesquicentennial? They've had some early ideas, speculative, I think, maybe at this point. They're going to try to probably pin some things down so they can plan, because they want to do many, if not all, these events around the Ohio Hill Country Festival, and it's about a month away. You know, you're talking about the first week of September.
Oh my gosh, that's just mind-blowing.
It is.
We're going to be at the Apple Festival before we know it.
You know, from hanging around for a long time covering the news, when you get through the fair, or in this case, you know, also the Vinton County Fair, to me, it's fall. Mm-hmm. You know, the teams are practicing. We're getting ready for sports previews. You start to get information, all the preschool information.
Oh, man.
And then, you know, two festivals right there in September. Yep. That we always cover, the Ohio Hill Country Festival and, of course, the Apple Festival. But if you're interested in learning more about what's going on, possibly with the sesquicentennial planning in Wellston, feel free to go to that meeting tonight, 6 o'clock in the city council chambers. You don't necessarily, you're not going to necessarily be drafted to work on the committee. You certainly can. They probably could use it. You can just suggest things, or you can just go and listen.
Just be part of it.
That meeting is open to the public. Hey, we heard from Jackson Superintendent Phil Howard, and he wanted us to get out the word about some of the open houses that are coming on for the schools. You know, we talked about that's coming around the corner. First day of school for students in the Jackson City School District is August the 16th. Okay, that is what, 3 weeks away, something like
Dylan,
that?
Dylan, are you sad you're not going to be back there?
Nope.
Okay.
Honest.
Yeah, he wants to be here instead. Okay. All right. But anyway, the first of those open houses, I mean, it's not premature to mention this, is next Monday. It's August the 7th, and it will be for freshmen and new students at Jackson High School.
These open houses are so important, because I feel like it just really helps the kids ease their, you know, nerves.
You know, if you haven't been, especially if you're a move-in.
Yeah,
or maybe you've been in town, but you're going to the middle school for the first time, the high school for the first time.
You're just not familiar with how the whole thing works, and you have these nightmares about getting lost, and you know all of these things. This really helps.
Okay,
with that I remember it like well, totally.
You're not as dated as I am, but were you a transition or middle school at the Lick?
I was the first seventh grade class at Lick.
Okay. Well, then
so we only
you don't know what I'm
year.
Talking about. But the class before you, and all the way back to ancient history when I went to school, you went to an elementary school through grade 6, and then suddenly you were thrust to the high school.
To go to
in
the high
seventh
school.
Grade, and there's all those big kids down there. It's quite a leap.
Yes.
But that's what the open houses are for.
Yes.
So you get the chance to see the building and meet some of the staff members like that. It is
a
great transitional
yes.
step.
Please attend
middle
this.
School so many times my sixth grade year.
In middle
lost
school.
So much.
It just goes
building.
In a horseshoe. It's not real.
Yeah, it's just a giant circle in the top half when you're trying to get to the band room. It was confusing.
To be fair, Dylan, I still have nightmares about getting lost at school.
Mm-hmm.
And I never got lost at school, but I have nightmares about that.
Right. Well, yeah.
I think we all have those weird, you can't remember your locker combination, or you forgot to go to a class all year or something. It's
well,
like,
the first floor,
I don't know what's wrong.
The
mentally
bottom
with
floor
me.
At the current middle school, which of course used to be the high school,
yes.
that was where they put all the junior high classes.
Yes.
And whenever you had to venture up
in
to
the
second
basement.
Floor or the third floor,
yeah.
the offices were on the second floor. I mean, it was a trip. You know, all those big kids up there kind of joshing you.
Oh, yeah.
There's
lots of elbows flinging yeah. through there. Yeah.
So, you know, it was something. But
for
anyway,
sure.
These open houses are going to be at each of the schools.
Gotcha.
The first one for the high school, for the new high school kids and freshmen is this Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. at the high school. Then there will be open houses at the middle school on Thursday, August the 10th. And then for Northview, Southview, and Westview Elementary, all on Monday, August 14th. Those, of course, are the three elementary schools. So we'll have that information in the paper, and we'll try to gather all the information about the open houses at all of our local schools. School begins the week of August 16th for three of our school districts, and then Wellston, I believe, is August the 23rd. It is a week later. All right, this is also, we're going down the home stretch for early absentee voting for State Issue 1, of course.
Okay.
Don't forget. Yeah. Now, we like have reminded you
Tuesday,
time
right?
and time again, we've done our jobs here.
I feel like we've done our jobs.
Right. The special election is next Tuesday, August the 8th. You can go to your dedicated polling place to vote. Remember, in Vinton County, you know, they're consolidated now for the first time. So it may be
yes.
a new place. Review that. You should have been informed. It's also been in the paper. But you can go and vote on Election Day, which is next Tuesday. But there's also still time to early vote by absentee or in-person voting. As a matter of fact, the schedule for in-person voting at our respective boards of elections in Jackson and Vinton County tonight from 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. That's all day today. On Friday, same, 7:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. And then this weekend even, Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4, and Sunday from 1 p.m. to 5. They used to do early voting, in-person voting on Monday. They don't do that anymore.
Oh.
So your last chance to go to the Elections Board offices is Sunday afternoon,
this
1 to 5. And you can vote absentee. You can vote absentee. You can turn that in as late as Election Day.
And believe me, when as someone who owns a building currently that was formerly the Board of Elections, a lot of people are still confused about that.
Well, you might.
I answer that question about 20 times a day.
Well, you know what you ought to do.
Where do we go vote now?
You've got friends here, and Stacey Waters is accommodating. See if she how much she would charge you to do a.
Board of Elections anymore. The good news is, I'm like, all I have to say is drive down this street until you run into Cardo's and turn left.
Hey,
it's pretty easy to tell people.
I'm not kidding you this. I ran into somebody last year who thought the Elections Board office was in the basement of the courthouse still.
That was a few years ago.
they didn't even know that it had moved from where your building is now on, they're on Portsmouth Street. So they need to read the paper.
Yeah, that or vote more often.
Right, we'll tell you what's going on. We'll try.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay,
anyway,
Gallia County Fair goes on.
It does.
Eddie Montgomery is singing tonight at the Vinton County Fair. I hope you've heard of him.
Eddie Montgomery.
I knew he's a country star.
Okay.
Been on television and all like that. His concert tonight is at 8:30 p.m.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have been at the fair. I'm talking about We the Radio have been at the fair every day and will be there today and tomorrow from 2 to 6 p.m. Our old friend, the Vance Man, will be down there broadcasting. That's in his
Brian.
Neck of the woods. And
oh
that's
my
on
gosh.
WKOB 96.7 FM.
They have a bubblegum blowing, balloon bursting, and watermelon eating contest this morning. I like that. That sounds fun.
Sounds like fun. Right. I hope it's a seedless watermelon.
That would be sick and twisted, wouldn't it?
All right. Okay. Some other things we're going to mention real quick in passing before we make our getaway. The Holy Trinity Catholic Church rummage sale is going on. It starts today. It's
yes.
underway right now because the hours are 9 a.m. to 3. They'll also be 9 a.m. to 3 tomorrow. And then on Saturday, the third and final day from 9 a.m. to noon, that is in the parish hall right there on Court Street, right next to the church, the Holy Trinity Catholic Church.
Okay, and that's downtown Jackson.
That is yep. in downtown Jackson, just a block off Main Street.
Yep.
And they have all sorts of things there, and the proceeds will go to help support projects within the church and also their community outreach program. The ladies do a wonderful job with that rummage sale. The next sidewalk market will be in downtown Jackson. Remember, we're doing that on the first Thursday of every month now.
Tonight.
The Chamber of Commerce kind of coordinates that, but it's growing. There's lots of participation.
Yep.
Tonight will be from 6 to 9 p.m. It's organized not only by the Chamber of Commerce, but Faith and Fitness of Jackson. We
sure.
want to give them credit as well. Josie Rader and Karina, they do a great job with that. And an angle that's going to be interesting, because everybody has a soft spot for the doggies.
Yeah.
They're going to have resident canines from the dog pound
yep.
down there. They will cater to pooches and their owners with local shops, music, local food, and community togetherness. Animals Unlimited Veterinary Hospital will be set up near the Memorial Building, offering heartworm and tick testing for only $15.
This is a big deal.
There will be a free dose of HeartGuard will also be given out to those who are tested while supplies last.
Amazing. Also, they're going to do, I was talking with Kelsey this morning, and they're going to do a pooch parade. I know we're going to have music on our patio tonight, and I, after the show, am going to spend my afternoon making doggy shots.
Okay, well, that's good.
Okay, not really shots, but frozen doggy treats. I'm making frozen treats for all the doggies tonight.
Oh, you are such a nice person. Such a big.
Isn't it so fun?
It is. It is. Absolutely. And speaking of things going on this evening, Homegrown Happy Hour.
Yes.
Do not forget about that. The intrepid Rodney Porterhouse Tomlin. He's actually been down in Hurricane Mills, Tennessee, doing a couple live shows there for our sister station in Athens.
Oh, my goodness.
He's very familiar with that from his career as a racing announcer.
Yes.
But he actually did a couple of live shows down there. He told me he was going to, so I assume he did. I think he will be back, of course, for the Homegrown Happy Hour tonight.
Yes.
That is at Rowdy's Smokehouse from 7 to 8 p.m.
That's
that is
right.
A live show. The place rocks. You better get there early if you want to get
so
a parking
fun.
Place.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, they sing a while after that as well. But
that's
the
right.
Live show that you we broadcast live and then be rebroadcast and posted, that is 7 to 8 p.m.
The great, yeah. And so you have time to get down to the Downtown Jackson event first, and then
You can
head to Rowdy's as well.
You can do both.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow and Saturday, you can get roses for your lady or roses for your man, because the Wellston Lions Club are doing their annual rose sale.
James, get on it.
$20,
I expect roses.
$20 a dozen. That's a very good price.
That's
you know,
a very
for roses
good price.
These days.
Yes.
They can be picked up at the Veal and Fish booth. And everybody in Wellston and even outside of Wellston should know where that is. It's right across from Brennan's Pizzeria there at the Dollar Store.
Uh-huh.
It's parked there. So what they advertise is you can pick up dinner and you can pick up roses at the same time.
Very good.
11 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, and then 11 a.m. until the roses sell out on Saturday. So that's time question mark on how long that'll go, but they'll start at 11 a.m. on Saturday. Of course, they use the Lions use that money from the veal fish sale and the French fries and the ski pop, everything they sell. Plus, they're selling roses for community projects. So they pump that right back into the community.
That is exactly correct.
All right. And speaking of being community-minded, in Wellston at the Ohio Valley Bank office, you know, right downtown there, mm-hmm. It's Second and Ohio Avenue. The Wellston office will be collecting school supplies. They have been doing it, and their last day is tomorrow, Friday, August the 4th. They will have, on that day, they will have a special back-to-school-themed customer appreciation day. So you're welcome to come in. I'm sure you don't have to necessarily be a customer to come in, but it's called Customer Appreciation Day, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Those who donated school supplies will be entered to win 4 tickets to the Columbus Zoo. You know what that's worth these days?
A lot.
And, you know, not only about a parking pass, that
that's
costs
great.
Something too. But the winner will be announced during that Customer Appreciation Day event. So all school supplies collected will be donated to Compel Ministries that does so
Good.
Much
yes.
for the needy in the Wellston area. Their back-to-school outreach event is Friday, August 11th. That's what Compel Ministries are going to do, and OVB is supporting that.
Cool.
Another big event in Wellston this Saturday will be the Rogan Vickers Memorial Jeep Ride. That is a Jeep ride that was established in memory of Rogan Vickers, a young man who died in an automobile accident last year or the year before. And, you know, time flies,
it
but
does.
I remember that happened there on 327 near the General
sad.
Mills plant. But the Keep on Keeping Rogan Vickers Memorial Jeep Ride is what it's called. It will start and end at the Patio Grubs and Suds there on South Ohio Avenue in downtown Wellston. Registration will be at noon. The ride will begin at 2 p.m. and should return about 6 p.m. So they'll go out on the road. Entry is $50. You get a t-shirt, sticker, koozie, bracelet. You can also buy t-shirts. There will be live entertainment at the end for all the participants there at Patio Grubs and Suds with Charlie Mannering and the Tallahassee Freight Band performing. That'll be at 7 p.m. All proceeds will go to the Keep On Keeping On Rogan Vickers Memorial Scholarship.
That's cool.
So, you know, there was a chance to register ahead of time, but I believe that you can register. You know, they'll take anybody because they want to get as many people participating as possible. So I believe that's the last thing, Jennifer. We do want to say one thing. It was announced earlier in the year, a long time ago, what the events are at Lake Alma throughout the summer and into the fall.
Sure.
Unfortunately, there was one event that was scheduled for this Saturday that they've had to cancel. It's called their Back to School Bash. It was supposed to be this Saturday. No explanation, but they have had to cancel that. However, they do want to remind people there's still two events in the fall out at Lake Alma, which is a premier popular camping area, by the way.
Yes.
And it's beautiful as well. On Saturday, September 2, this always works, there'll be a tailgate party in conjunction with the Ohio State opener against Indiana.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's on Saturday, September the 2nd. And then on Friday, October 20th and Saturday, October 21st, that will be the famous Halloween campout.
Very cool.
So those events still coming. The Friends of Lake Alma, in conjunction and cooperation with the park staff, make all those things happen. So
they do a great job.
There you go.
Well, thank you, Pete.
I'm going to vamoose and move on to my other chair, if that's okay with you.
It is okay with us because you are a busy, busy man.
All right. Where's your hat?
In my car.
Did you show that to everybody yesterday?
I mean, yes.
Your horse queen hat?
James did. He posted it online.
Okay. Well, it's beautiful. Are those diamonds in the front by any chance?
Well, and pearls.
Oh, my.
Okay. Yeah. They're real, too.
Okay. That must make you feel so special.
It makes me feel so old.
Okay. Well, the hat's still good. The hat is so special, it's got its own leather case.
There you go.
Amazing. You know it's a good hat.
That's right.
All right.
Thank you, Pete.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Sounds good. All right. And Dylan, if you'll throw that weather forecast up there, then we can find out what the heck the weather's looking like for the Gallia County Fair, which, again, does continue on this week. Today is actually looking really, really good. There is that 30% chance of rain, but we do hope that you all come out today to the downtown streets of Jackson for the chamber event this evening. And there will be tons of vendors and some food and band, or you know, music and people playing in the streets, and bring your doggies because it is a dog event, and so it's going to be a lot of fun. So today is looking pretty good for that event, and of course the Homegrown Happy Hour tonight at Rowdy's, and highs of 82 today, which is not too shabby. A little bit of chance of rain, but that's okay. Tomorrow, getting way back up into the 90s, tomorrow and Saturday with no rain in sight. And then looking at the beginning of your work week, on Sunday, of course, highs of 91 and a 20% chance of rain. Little bit cooler temperatures beginning of your work week, but that chance of rain back in the forecast, but we could probably use it. So,
yes.
Do you have any ideas for, besides murdering them, how to keep deer out of your garden? Because
so
we have never had this issue before, and this year they are annihilating. I have the most beautiful garden, and it is like...
Yeah. The deer, they got to my flowers and stuff while I was on vacation and stuff. Yeah, so I use this stuff called Liquid Fence.
Uh-huh.
You can spray it on, or there's like a pellet version that you can just dust around.
Yeah.
And it does a pretty good job, but when it rains, it pretty well washes
it
away.
Yeah, you've got to keep...
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, other than putting up a fence,
it's
about the only option. I mean, I guess you could get a dog. An outside dog to chase the deer away. That's your other option.
I mean, I could just set Olive out there. She'd... think she's gonna chase him away.
Yeah I don't, but yeah, the deer have hit me pretty hard too. The deer ate all my sunflowers.
It's like really disheartening. It's like sad.
Oh, and they can, like, it does not take any time at all for them to just...
No. Like, we went out last night and I was like, what is going on? And there are just these beautiful tomatoes laying all over the ground, half eaten.
Yeah.
And no plants.
Yeah.
I'm No.
Yeah. I think
you might have to invest
in a fence for next year.
Yeah. It just hasn't been an issue really before. But
speaking of critters.
Yeah.
So I've noticed a couple cats hanging around recently, and around my house. And my girlfriend has a very big heart. She hates to see these poor starving babies out in the field. Uh-huh. So she's been encouraging me to give them food.
Oh, James.
So I saw one last night, and I was like, "Oh, that cat's pretty cute." So I was like, "I'm gonna give it a little bit of food." So I put a little bowl of food out, and I told you I'd bought these security cameras recently, uh-huh. and I had one that I hadn't set up yet.
Uh-huh.
I was like, "I'm gonna set up this bowl of food. I'm gonna put this little camera on it,
uh-huh.
and get a picture of this cat." So Dylan's got a video. So here's the little kitty.
No.
Coming and nibbling on the food, and he came and hung out for a little while, and he ate up all the food. And then he wandered off. And then about 10 minutes later, I got another notification on that camera.
Uh-huh.
And Dylan's got another video. And all right.
That is so cute.
Do you not have the other video, Dylan? Just one second. All right. And here's the second visit.
Oh, they're babies too.
There's four of them. Yeah. Oh, so loop that one, Dylan. So,
this
yeah.
is why you do not feed the cats outside, James.
Yeah. Well, this is what I've been saying. And yeah, it took about an hour for those guys to show up after I put it out there.
Yeah. This is why we do not feed outside kitties.
Yeah. Well, something has been messing with the bird feeders. And I've been blaming the deer. And I think the deer do it some. But I'm wondering if maybe these guys
have been messing with
the bird feeders.
Look how
too.
Cute they are, though.
Yeah. I was a little disappointed that there wasn't any food left in the bowl. Because raccoons are real cute
when
they eat. It
would have been funny to see them
eat
with their hands.
They pick it up with their hands, you know.
They're like... if I would like to know the conversation.
Oh,
like,
I know.
This guy sucks.
Yeah.
He's like they can all out is empty.
I mean, they could obviously like their noses are good enough to know that was there, know that there was food in it. But that little guy ate it all.
What a cutie pie! Yeah. We should just bring him inside.
I don't even think that's the cat I saw. It may have been. I'm not sure.
Oh God, that's so funny.
Yeah, it's pretty great.
They are cute.
They are. Yeah,
I mean,
very cute.
They're cute as long as you don't encounter them somewhere. You
yeah,
know?
I don't know. I think yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not. I had one fat raccoon visit my garden.
No deer yet. Oh yeah. Well, good for you, Jeremiah. Because
Jeremiah, you just jinxed yourself.
Yeah,
your garden is going down.
I walked out last night because we did spray some of the liquid fence last night, and mm-hmm. so we walked out this morning, and I'm like, okay, this is better. There's not.
Sure.
Tomatoes laying everywhere, except for the very top of one of my giant tomato plants. It's like mm-hmm. it looks like you took like the hedge trimmers and went like
oh
that.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. they ate the top off.
Yeah. I mean, the good news is some of that stuff can be pretty resilient.
But... Oh yeah, it is. It's just like, oh man, just think how many tomatoes and things we would have.
I know.
It didn't get, you know.
I know.
Demolished. But Pete mentioned it a little bit, but today at the Gallia County Fair, just so that we can tell you what's going on, the feeder calf and dairy feeder shows are today, and also the market beef classes are today as well. So today kind of goes to the bovine, if you will.
Okay.
There's a whole lot of, you know, 4-H stuff going on today. And then there is garden tractor pulls tonight at the polling track.
Nice.
You could bring your riding mower down. And then Eddie Montgomery, who sings Alive and Well and Ain't She Beautiful, will be at the Holzer main stage tonight at 8:30.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Very cool.
Yep.
Speaking of 4-H, it's a fun project going on in town right now.
Yes.
The Jackson Benton Pike Scioto Farm Bureau puts on. And that's the Hog Wild contest.
Hog Wild.
And so, you know, put a keep out deer sign in the garden. That'll
yeah.
That'll
thanks,
slow
Rick.
Them down.
I'll bet that'll really get them.
That'll slow them down. But you know, so we've talked about this a little bit before. So they donate these giant piggy banks to mm-hmm. local businesses, and you decorate them.
Well,
and,
they don't donate.
Well, you pay. You know what I mean. you know, they provide them with the opportunity to get one.
Yeah.
And the businesses decorate them and collect
money.
Yeah,
and you have to put money in them.
Yeah. And so it's very fun. It's very silly.
Yes.
And a lot of people
are. And it gets competitive.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Super competitive.
Talk to Cornbread and see if it gets competitive.
Oh, my gosh. She's all mad that you and I are talking about this today because it's interfering with her pig here.
She doesn't want us to draw attention to any other pigs. She only wants ours to be promoted. But these are all so funny. Yeah, we'll get the Pig Wilson. So here are, I don't know if these are all the ones that have been made, but they're all the ones that the Farm Bureau has like posted publicly.
Yes.
So Dylan's going to throw these pictures up and we can kind of rate them and review them. And
there's,
I don't know,
36 of them that I managed to find.
All right.
Okay. And I think they sell about 40. So yeah, there's, that's about right.
Yeah. So this one is, this is Barbie and Q, the pulled pork sliders. Get it? They're on a slide.
Okay, that is good.
It took me a while to get that one. And this was made by Infinity Insurance Solutions.
I love that.
It took me a while to get this one. I was like, why are they hamburger buns on a slide? But then I read the description.
That is hilarious. Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Yes, love that one.
Very good.
So they got two pigs.
They got two pigs, yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, moving on. All right. This one is the Barnyard Barbie. So we're two for two for Barbie.
Barbie.
So this is the Fab D Boutique. The Barnyard Barbie. Yeah. All right. What we got next, Dylan? Oh, that one's okay.
It's how cute. It's a bee.
So this one is Be the Light. This is the Leedy Angus Farm.
Love it.
Yeah, that's very cute. That's a good one.
Yep.
All right. Next one. Okay, this is this one is the Birth of the Barista. and this is the Hebrews Coffee Shop.
Cute. She's got a nose ring.
Yeah. And she's got her hot hair pinned up.
That's so cute.
Oh, it's pretty funny. So Birth of the Barista.
Dreadlocks.
Yeah. Okay. This one is, this is Betty Lou, and this is the Clark Law Office. So it's got like some apple butter and stuff in its little basket,
very
I guess.
Cute. Yeah.
That's fun. All right. This one is another Barbie one, obviously.
Of course.
So this is the Blazing Trails Barbie, and this is made by Jackson Ag Service. So I guess they made the piggy bank a horse, I guess, which is fun.
Barbie's dream pig.
Yeah, so we got Barbie's dream pig. So that's what, 3 out of 5 have been Barbie themed. All right. So here's Arch and Eddie's, and it. So this is Butters. So I don't think Butters is a Barbie. I think he's just a little farmer pig.
That's cute though.
Yeah, he's like, it ain't much, but it's an honest day's living. Okay. So this one is
what?
No. So this is you're gonna like this. This is Chris P. Bacon. This is made by Jerry's Do It Center.
That is so funny.
Chris P. Bacon.
Wow.
That's a good one.
I like this next one.
All right. So this one is obviously Cousin Eddie from Vacation.
Oh, my God. That's
so
good.
This is Cousin Piggy from Superior Sanitation. And, yeah, you know, the crapper's full.
Yeah. Except for minus that part.
Yeah. The radio edited version.
Merry Christmas.
Have you seen Christmas Vacation, Dylan?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Have you seen any of the other Vacation movies?
Lampoon's Christmas. Okay, yeah, there's that one. Wally World or whatever it is.
Yes, that's the first. The regular Vacation.
Yeah,
the
original. Yeah, I've seen that. And then I saw the one we've talked about.
The new
Vacation.
One? Yeah.
Okay, all
if right. Everybody hasn't seen the new one, you need to watch it.
It's funnier than you would think.
Yeah, wait, it's one of the funniest movies no one's ever seen.
Yeah. So this is Cutlet from Jerry's Jamestown Market. So every part of the pig is the veal, it looks like.
I get it. How cute.
All right. This one is, let me find it here on my list. This is Elmer Porter. This is from the Mark Porter Auto Group. Elmer Porter.
How funny. How'd they get little bibs on him?
I don't know. This one is...
Well, she's sexy.
Oh, is she now?
Look at that eyeshadow so this and lipstick.
So this is Edie, and this is from the Endless Rejuvenation Clinic. So I guess she's looking so good because she's had all those procedures done.
Some Botox and whatnot done.
Yeah, she's had some Botox injections.
She had that, some lip fillers.
Yeah, she had that like sculpting thing. And, yeah, all right. Very cool. We got a Cleveland Browns one. This is this is Freddie. This is Village Haircutters. And it says, in loving memory of Fred Peters.
Yes, because Fred was a big Browns.
Yeah.
Fan. Miss him.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right. Oh, here is. So this is the Jackson Library, and this is Ham Solo. Han Solo from Star Wars, but Ham Solo. So this is the Jackson City Library.
Super cute.
Very good. I like that one. All right. This is Liza Jane's Dairy Bar in Oak Hill. And it is.
Oh, it's like a sundae.
Yeah. So this is Hannah Banana Split.
Oh, I love that. How adorable.
Very cute. All right. Comfort food with local flair. This is the Happenings Hoagie presented by the Happenings Bistro in Wellston.
Cute.
Very fun. It's got some pork ribs on there.
Some
other little comfort food dishes. All right. This is Hothead Burrito. This is Leroy Applebottom.
Oh, God.
from Hothead Burritos.
He looks like Guy Fieri.
I think he looks like the Heat Miser from the old, like, Rankin Bass, like, stop motion Christmas specials. Oh, but yeah, he looks like Guy Fieri too. He's rolling out looking for America's favorite
diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Yeah.
In his Camaro.
Yeah. All right. This one is.
Well, that's cute. It's a fish piggy.
Yeah. This is Lily, and this is Mike's Bait Tackle and Archery.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It's got like a lily pad.
Yeah. That one's pretty fun. Okay. Moving on. We got a little princess piggy. This one is, Malibu Piggy, so another Barbie-themed one, and this is Cole Kirby and Associates.
Cute.
Malibu Piggy. All right, here's a beach-themed one. This is Miss Piggy at the Beach, and this is Detweiler Hardware.
That's cute.
Detweiler Hardware.
They're Miss also Piggy cute. At the beach.
Yeah, that one's got like its eyes closed. That's kind of.
Yeah.
All right. So this one you wanna announce this one?
Oh yeah. Well, that's just our Sixth Sense pig, and she is an all inclusive pig, and her name's Mrs. Merck.
Mrs. Merck.
Yeah.
Very good. Sixth Sense Brewing.
And she has really pretty eyelashes.
She does. You DoorDash those from Dollar General.
No, I don't know. You'll have to ask Kelsey about that.
Ben Davis Jr. brought them to you. All right. We got a Joe Burrow pig here. This one is. So this is Joe Burrow. Burrow's like a donkey, not a pig, right?
A barrow.
Barrow is like a pig. Oh, okay. All right. This is the Jackson County Banking Center. Barrow. Okay. I missed that one. I needed to brush up on my Spanish. Okay. This is. This is Porky the Pepperoni Princess.
Shut up. How funny.
And this is Brennan Family Pizzeria.
That's cute.
Porky the Pepperoni Princess. That might be the best name. That one might be better than Pig Wilson as far as the name goes. Porky the Pepperoni Princess. That's hilarious. All right. This is a pretty one. This is Petunia, and this is made by the Atomic Credit Union.
Nice.
I like that one. That was pretty.
She's pretty.
Yeah. Petunia. And there is Pig Wilson,
the editor, with the love of his wife,
Ham Wilson. the editor of the Teleham. No spam, all ham. That's the tagline for the Teleham.
No. You guys are so funny.
There's Pete and Pig. There's Pete and Pig. Yeah, so Courtney did most of the work for this. His hair is a blanket. His clothes are toddler clothes that she hot glued together to fit a pig. Very good. And Courtney, a.k.a. Cornbread, was very proud.
She did a really good job.
She did do a really good job. It's very funny.
Yes.
And a surprisingly good likeness of Pete.
Yes, it is.
But she was very proud and very braggadocious that this one is currently winning the Facebook contest.
Yes, she will tell you. Yeah. Don't ask her.
So,
because she'll tell you anyway.
Yeah. So, so there is a Facebook contest for this. If you want to go to the Jackson Vinton Farm Bureau Facebook page, find all these pictures, like your favorites. We personally like Pig Wilson. Editor of the Teleham.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
All right. Is that the last? Oh, we got more. Okay. We got Willy Wonka. This is Piggy Wonka.
Well, that's good.
And this is the Ohio Valley Bank. And yeah, it is pretty good. I like that hat. Smoking Butts. All right. This is Pork Chop.
Nice. From
Smoking Butts Barbecue in Oak Hill. That's a good one. All right. He's a little like a Halloween one.
Ooh.
Find this guy. It's like a skeleton pig. Yeah. So this is pork and bones.
That's funny.
And this is from Davis Veterinary Services.
That's cute.
Pork and bones. That's good. Oh, I haven't seen this one yet. This one is
a Crown Royal hat.
This is Porky the Corner Pig from the Corner Pub.
Nice.
And yeah, he's got a Crown Royal hat. He looks like one of the Seven Dwarfs from Snow White.
It does. That's what I was going to say.
That's great. All right. This is
that's cute.
All right. Let me find this one. That's a good one. That is Priscilla the Rhinestone Cowgirl.
Aw, she's adorable.
Melway Designs and Boho Finds.
Yeah.
All right. This one is Tatiana from the Robin's Nest Cafe and Tea Room.
Oh, so cute. She's got a bra on.
Yeah. If this is a reference to something, me and Dylan both agree that we don't get it.
Tatas?
Well, other than that, I mean, is that what they're going for?
That's what
I thought too, but I felt like maybe I was missing a part of the reference here. But yeah, that one is cool. this one is...
Looks like Southern Ohio Smiles.
Yeah, so this is Toothfella Apples from Southern Ohio Smiles. Toothful of apples, I guess is how you say it. He's got to eat more apples and less candy.
Yes, that's right.
Like Dylan having Twix bars for breakfast.
I would eat a Twix bar.
So this is Veal Earnhardt Jr. from O'Reilly Auto Parts. And Dylan does not know who Dale Earnhardt is. We've already had this discussion off the air.
Dylan, for the love of God.
But this is Veal Earnhardt Jr.
That's cute.
Yeah. Very good. This one is Vinny the Schwinny from Faith and Fitness.
So cute.
Or Viney the Swiney. Okay, yeah. That makes more sense. Viney the Swiney.
Yes.
From Faith and Fitness. This is a good one. This is Bellisio Foods, I think. So this is Wednesday Adam's Apple.
That is so funny.
This is Bellisio Foods. So that one's pretty great. Wednesday Adam's Apple.
That is good.
Yeah, that's a good one. All right. And then I guess that's all of them.
They're so cute.
Yeah.
Put money in them. It goes to scholarships for our kids.
Yeah. Very fun. A lot of creativity.
Lots of creativity.
A lot of fun stuff. So yeah, if you see one of these, throw some loose change in it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the pictures on Facebook. And there's also a PayPal and a Venmo account set up if you want to donate online. Each one of the pics has a QR code. You can just scan that with your phone. It's real easy. It's not going to install any spyware on your phone or anything.
No, it's just to make it easy for you to donate.
Yeah, it's just to make it easy to donate without having to dig through your couch cushions for some loose change.
Exactly. Yeah. Or save yourself some sanity. Get all the loose change that's in the bottom of your, you know, or in your cup holder in your car and just throw it in one of these pigs.
Mm-hmm. Preferably Pig Wilson, but, you know.
Yeah. We're or biased. Mrs. Merck.
Mrs. Merck.
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. All right, it's 10.
It is 10.
Gosh. Okay, so tomorrow we're going to learn all about Pig Iron Day, speaking of pigs.
Mm-hmm, we're going to talk about the Wheels of Steel car show.
We are, and then I think Jeremiah may stop by to talk about the rest of Pig Iron Day, as the Wheels of Steel car show is one component of it, which is huge. But we're going to find out all about Pig Iron Day, which will be coming up this Saturday at Manpower Park here in Jackson. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. Very cool. All right. Well, have a great day. Please come out tonight to Homegrown Happy Hour at Rowdy's. Also, please visit us all downtown for the chamber event, the Dog Days of Summer. There will be tons of vendors. Bring your dogs. It's very, very encouraged. If you come down to the brewery, I'll have some frozen treats for them as well.
Nice.
Yeah. And we have some music.
Mm-hmm.
So cool. There you go. Have a great day, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll see you right back here tomorrow morning. Bye-bye.
Bye, guys.